It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, Fairbanks, North Pole, Fox, Esther.
All the places.
Delta Junction.
Eielson, Salcha.
Fort Wainwright.
Thank
you for your service.
We can go on and on. You are listening to Behind the Mission of the United Way with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we get with our over 600 local.
Like 679?
Six something. Over 600 local nonprofits where we find out what they do, why they do it, how you can get involved.
Why it's important.
Why, yeah.
And how you can support it.
And my name is Sarah Hollister, and I'm with my work bestie.
Hi, I'm Katie Yarrow.
And so we have some amazing guests today. We have
two
guests.
My dearest friends.
And Katie's dearest friends. Really, you do say that a lot. But really, they are. How are we friends with so many people? We've got two people. We've got Travis Million.
Million.
He is the CEO of Golden Valley Electric Association. But you might be wondering, like, oh, what is that? Is that a nonprofit? But he's actually here representing Good Sense and their Good Sense program. And with him, we've also got Sarah Smith, who's the board trustee of that program.
Hey.
Yeah. So Good Sense. So we've seen it on our electric bill, the Roundup. Can you tell me a little bit about the program?
Yeah. So back in 2011, I think the members voted, 70% of these members voted for this initiative. So we have.
You're led.
That's all I'm saying. The people have spoken and we have listened. And so now we have the option. Every single person that is a Golden Valley customer/member, because they're a co-op, they have the option to round up on their bill. And those cents, usually about $6 a year. If I could give you one thing to take home, is if you join the Roundup program, you're probably going to pay $6 a year.
Heavy on the ish, 11.99.
Right, if your bill is $0.01 every single month, somehow maybe a little bit more, but it will cost you about $6 a year, and your $6 and my $6 and Travis's $6 and Katie's $6, your neighbors and friends $6. I mean, those add up to thousands upon thousands of dollars that then the Board of Trustees for the Good Sense program gets to kind of review applications and figure out how we want to push that back into the communities we serve.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, because there's so many needs in the community. And so do these go out in, are they micro grants? Are they program based? Like, do you guys kind of have a window of what people can and should ask for? And
have the
idea that, oh, I might see this.
Absolutely.
I might see this confirmed.
Very loosely. Configurated.
Yeah.
You can go to the website and check it out. But mainly, you know, you have to be a nonprofit. You have to be in one of our service communities. You can ask for up to $15,000. We won't guarantee that you can get that. But if you've got something specific that you're trying to get, you know, we just helped out, you know, like one of the search and rescue teams. They needed something specific. This was the cost of it. Here is the invoice. You can see exactly how much it costs us. And so every quarter we review all the applications that come in and try our best to help as many different, you know, local nonprofits as we can.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very neat. Very neat. Do you want to tell us some of the programs you guys have helped?
Oh, man. I mean,
some off the top of your head.
We've been doing this a long time. One of my favorites is the Imagination Library. We were getting books into the hands of kids. They send out books every single month.
Oh, Dolly Trust.
So that's from you, because I am a recipient still currently of those Imagination Library
books.
Yeah,
so we try and help them out every year. You can turn in an application once a year. Let me be clear on that. So there's some that we kind of help every single year because we just love them so much. And, you know, we recognize exactly what they're doing for the community. So that's a reoccurring one. But like the fire departments, you know, the volunteer police or the volunteer fire departments, the policing, the search and rescue, you know, we help homelessness. We help, you know, all sorts. If you're a nonprofit, we have probably helped you.
Yep.
I mean, we've got lists upon lists on our website. Very cool. So, yeah.
Oh, so the history of this is it was a vote, but how did that even that idea come about? And it's such a good name.
It is, right?
It's a great name.
With a little cent sign for the C, right?
Yeah.
The marketing is on point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because I just got more recently involved with it. So back in 2011, I was just one of those that was like, this is a cool idea. I vote yes.
Voted for it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I would say that it was a national kind of push in the electric co-op industry. I know there's a number of other utilities within the state of Alaska that have also adopted similar type programs. Matanuska Electric has a similar type program.
Yeah.
When I was with Copper Valley Electric, we had one as well, which is the Community Foundation that was focused on nonprofits and educational contributions. Same exact thing. So I would say there was kind of a nationwide push kind of probably early 2000s on programs like this that started picking up in Alaska, probably around the 2011 and just prior to that time frame.
Excellent. Very cool. Yeah.
It was good. Very cool. It's like, this is a great idea. Take it to the membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And we are talking here with GVEA's Good Sense program. And we've got Travis and Sarah on the mic.
So what else? Let's see here. What are how many people make the decisions? How many people are on the committee?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's do that. Let's run some numbers.
Yeah. So some quick facts, right?
There's come on, do math, Sarah. Do it.
I hate math. I thought that's why Travis was here.
Yeah.
So quick facts is the cents that you're rounding up, those come in, and they come in separately from your bill. They don't go to Golden Valley. They go to our separate fund. And we're also considered a nonprofit. That is why we're here today.
Yep.
And so that funding is kept separate, as are kind of the members of the board. The board of trustees. Let me rephrase that. So it's local people from the community. It's not Travis, right? It's not the executives of Golden Valley. It's not their board members looking and trying to push out this money or even touching this money. It's kept completely separate. And there's six of us that volunteer to learn about all of these different nonprofits, read these sometimes 100 and some odd page applications and kind of determine, you know, if this is where, kind of get a feel of the community and is this where the community would want to, you know, push those funds back.
Yeah. Very or are cool. These maybe organizations that can't receive help from other places?
Right.
Or,
I mean, we look, yeah. We want to make sure they're active and in good standing. We want to make sure that there's no reputational risk, you know, that nothing untoward is, yeah. You know, kind of going on. You know, we want to make sure that we're helping the most people that we can, but also doing it the right way and, you know, kind of
probably also diversifying, like, you're like, we're not going to give to all youth organizations.
Right.
Or all animal organizations.
Right.
And then, like you said, in your service area, I'm guessing, you know, we're not just looking at our 600 and however many nonprofits here in the interior. You guys are looking, there's
right,
nonprofits
we're looking
in Healy.
Yep, Healy and Denali.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is also very cool. Like for me, I thought I knew, you know, I love nonprofits. I love helping the community. But when I got on this board, it was so cool to see some of these nonprofits I had never heard of. So then to do the legwork and to figure all of the things out, who they are, where they came from, what their mission is, like just fills your heart.
Oh, it's important work. And so do you get how many applications do you generally get?
It really depends. But, you know, there's been some funding cuts, some grant cuts. So we notice when that happens, even on a national level, obviously our nonprofits here have been really, really affected. And so we are seeing those numbers go up this year for sure.
So it's going to be a hard year to
it
pick.
Is. And it is so hard. But, you know, we can give, maybe we can't give all the 15,000 that they asked for or the 10,000 that they asked for, but maybe we could give them five, you know, and then we can give that five to another. So, you know, we try and help as many as we can.
Oh, that's neat. And I guess like budget wise too, what is the, is it vary from year to year how much you can give?
Yeah, so it actually varies from quarter to quarter, right? Because it is all dependent upon our members. So if if we have a lot of Golden Valley members that have signed up, that's amazing because that's giving us more and more good sense to do good things with, right?
Yep.
And if people are opting out or people are moving away and we're getting less members in the program, then we get less dollars to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make good sense?
Good sense.
Usually I do those on purpose. Ayo. So then when people round up, since technically they're donating to a nonprofit, do the members get, I mean, granted, you know, $6 to $12 a year.
Right.
Are they still
Big
getting a receipt?
Money.
Are they getting a donation?
They are getting
you?
A receipt. Yes. It is tax deductible. It is considered a charitable donation.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so could someone just give to the Good Sense program? Does it have to be?
I mean, we've never had that happen, but I love that idea.
Well,
at our next annual meeting, it's on.
Do you like what we do? You want to support more than your $6 to $12 a month, like, or a year? You know, there's ways to do that.
And a lot of people don't even know they're doing it.
No.
Right? You know,
I'm I'm doing it.
We talk to a lot of people. And, do you know about the Good Sense program?
Like,
no.
Good Sense.
Oh, well, let's check your account.
And they're like, oh, I did opt in.
Right.
Well, that's me. I'm also an organ donor, I think. I'm not sure, you know.
Just doing all the right things.
You just say yes.
Right.
And then you forget about
right.
it. And, you know.
Sarah, I feel like we're going to take a look at your checkbook and your life book. Like,
see what she's been up to.
You should know.
Let's see, I'm this donor.
I want you to know where your money and your organ donor are. You know, as a friend, as a dear
friend.
I want to know.
Oh, well, very cool. Well, let's take a short break and then stay tuned. And
we'll be right back with Travis and Sarah.
We'll be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, almost afternoon. thanks for sticking with us. Or if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley.
Yep.
My name's Sarah Hollister. I'm here with Katie Yarrow.
Hello.
And if you've never heard us before, we do interview our local nonprofits around town, find out what they do, and we have
Travis and Sarah, two of my dearest friends,
and they are representing Good Sense today, which is GVA's charitable program. If you've seen it on your bill, you round it up. This is where the money goes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it goes into its own nonprofit, we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And the money gets divvied out to a multitude of nonprofits from all across GVA's service area.
Yeah.
In a diverse manner by appointed, elected committee members, board of trustees.
A board of trustees.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I, I feel like I tried to like knock you down a peg there. Yeah. Just committee.
I mean, no, no, what you will. Trustees. We're still doing the good stuff.
Trustees.
But yeah, so, okay, so the Board of Trustees, totally separate entity, totally separate leadership than the general board of GVA.
Absolutely.
And like we said, like Travis, you do a great job leading GVA, but you have no say in where this money goes.
I do not.
But how many people are on the board of trustees?
So there's six of us.
Six.
Yep.
Okay. What happens if there's a tie?
We work it out.
Like this is
a great, like, let me tell you, this is, we work with a consensus model, and it is amazing to be in the room with people that want to be in the room for all the right reasons. There are not fights. There are not fist fights. There are not hurt feelings. There are snacks. And there are good times, and we're learning, and we're trying to figure out where to put these dollars back.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's a really positive place to be in.
And then what does that look like? Do people apply? I'm guessing they're not elected, but they probably apply. Are they appointed?
They do apply. And then so you have to be a Golden Valley member, first of all. And I would hope that you'd be rounding up if you wanted to be part of this.
Right.
And then the board actually reviews all the different applications and picks and chooses who they would like to sit in those seats.
The Board of Trustees does, or the Board of GVA?
The Board of Golden Valley.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. And are there seats coming available?
There are two seats coming available that we've got two expiring at the end of 2025. So we've got a Fairbanks seat and we've got a
Healy-Denali
area
seat. So if anybody is interested, go ahead and go to GVEA.com, and there's actually a trustee application on there right now.
And you meet once a month, or
we meet quarterly.
Quarterly,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So not a huge commitment.
Not a huge commitment
for
of time.
Reading those applications.
Yes, like the applications do take some time.
There's
some
homework.
Of them, I mean, we're looking at tax information. We're looking at all the things that we need to know. So those take a little bit of time, and you come prepared. And the meeting is still several 2-3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do something similar with our allocations, just looking through backgrounds and checking everybody out.
You got to make sure everybody's on the up and up.
Yeah, talking to people and stuff.
Make sure the good cents are going to good organizations.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
But it sounds like they are. You had said Imagination Library, and then where can you find where some of the money went to?
Yep, so everything is on the website, GVEA.com. Mm-hmm. I think it's under the community drop-down, and you can see all of our past and prior years who we've been giving these dollars to. We try to move it around, but there's a couple favorites that they ask mm-hmm. us every year, and we try to give them at least a little something every year mm-hmm. because we can actually see the benefits in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very neat.
Well, and before we lose too much time, so now we know this is how we can engage. This is how we can support. You guys can round up your bill if you're not already. You can
super
apply to be
easy.
A part of this mm-hmm. if you want to, or you can just go to the website and learn more. We had talked about some of the organizations that have received donations, and so I'm sure that there's some stories up there, some feel good,
absolutely.
Some information so you can understand where this money's going. But also, Travis, what month is October other than spooky season?
spooky season
and breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
So I mean, for us as an electric co-op, it's pretty exciting. So October is National Co-op Month Cooperative Month, and so
what does that mean?
Well, it's a time to reflect and recognize that co-ops are different. Mm-hmm. We're not for-profit entities. We are actually a non-for-profit utility as well. So we don't make profits. We don't. We're not out there.
Don't answer to stakeholders.
Exactly. We answer to our members, which is everybody who pays an electric bill on our system.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Oh, all right. And are there any things planned with that? Do we just do educational marketing? Is it just something to celebrate?
Well, it's always something to celebrate. But in reality, throughout the entire month of October, we've been doing a number of different things. There's some things on our social media that we're working on for giveaways and making comments of why you love living in the community you live in. And we'll pick some winners out of that randomly who participated. We had a big thing on the 14th to where we opened up our lobby for Any member who came in for the day, free coffee and donuts for everybody. Hey. And then the first 100 members that came in got a free vehicle timer or just an electric timer to utilize as well. So just trying to recognize and really highlight the members. And that's what we're about, is recognizing the members are really what make us who we are.
Yeah. Well, and you guys do a lot of appreciation. And speaking of appreciation, I'm just going to say I appreciate you, Travis. I appreciate how much we see you in the community and how visible you are and how accessible you are as, you know, the leader of one of our big utilities. You know, we live in a cold, dark place. And if those lights don't come on, it's nice to know who to call.
Yeah, well,
it's nice to know it's a friendly face.
Yeah. And if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And we are sitting down with Good Sense. That's GVEA's Roundup program on your bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see here. How much more time do we have?
We've got about 10 minutes. So let's go into, if somebody was interested in applying, can you kind of walk me through what they would do?
Applying to be
Good Sense. Do they go? Is there a form? You said there's paperwork.
So easy. Let's just find it. I've got the notes right here. So you can log into your MyGVA account. Mm-hmm. You can see if you're already enrolled. If not, it's a click to join. Or you can always give them a call.
Mm. Okay.
Super easy.
And if you're like, say you're like a nonprofit and you don't pay your own electric bill, you're renting or something like that, you would still be able to apply?
You can still apply. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. That's good to know.
So we're saying businesses can also round up their bill, not just individuals?
If you're paying a bill, you're a member.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds like if you're paying a bill,
we'll take your Good Sense.
There we go.
So what else would you like people to know? Is there anything else we haven't hit that you'd like people to know about this program?
My favorite thing, I'm going to let Travis tell you, though, but my favorite thing is we've been doing this since 2011, and we are coming up on such a big, glorious goal.
Oh, yes.
We are almost at $2 million that we have given back to the community in increments
in
of
6 years.
Cents, right?
Yeah.
So I'll let Travis tell you exactly how close we are, though.
Tell us about
that. Well, you know, you want exact numbers. We'll go exact numbers because I was going to round up, but we'll go to the penny at this point because it is a really huge number for how much we've given back to the community. So we're at $1,889,434.62.
So you're so close.
We're so close. Yes. I feel like we're going to, like, my hope is that we hit it this year. Like, we have something to celebrate by the end of 2025.
Oh, and then do you know how many organizations?
I mean,
hundreds.
We could count them up, but
hundreds,
oh, for sure.
We'll watch for that post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want
you will not miss it.
I won't. I'll be watching with bated breath. Yes. In my own Good Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, GVEA just does so many good things for the community. Earlier this year, you know, you guys just hit it out of the park with the school supply drive. And so this is just one of the programs that you guys do. What else? I know there's more than this. Is there other things you do throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And the school supply drive, I do want to hit on that. That was such a huge event and so much success with it. I mean, we were, you know, obviously we were expecting to get quite a few donations, but I think it just blew everybody out of the water how great the community was coming out and donating.
We brought 3 bins per exit.
And those bins it'll be fine.
were filled before, like, 15 minutes before opening gates. Like, it was like, I remember Katie calling me and being like, or maybe I called you and I was like, the bins are already full. And she's like, mine too.
No, I called you and I said, don't put the notebooks in the bins. Yes. Don't put the notebooks in the bins. Paper's heavy.
I put the notebooks in the bins. Yeah. But then we had glorious, wonderful GVA volunteers help us carry all
and
that
vans
school supplies.
And trucks.
It was crazy how many vans I saw and was helping load up into. Yes. And it's like, come back again because we are out of room and we have a lot more supplies to move.
And there's a big line.
And you guys had amazing volunteers. We're like, I think at some point Sarah and I just left. We're like, we're just going to start shuttling stuff over, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just stuffed our cars full, so that's great.
So keeping on the theme of school, one of the big things we do every year that we're really proud of is our scholarship program as well. And we award those at our annual meeting every year in May. And kind of neat, too, we've given out almost $700,000 in scholarships from Golden Valley. And these are not... dollars that are coming from the members from paying their bills. This is, you know, capital credits that were unclaimed. So if somebody had moved away and we have no way to reach out to them, or, you know, they just left the state, whatever it happens to be, there are capital credits that are not cashed. And so those, after a year of trying to get a hold of the people, they go into an account. So we use that money for our scholarship program. So like I said, almost $700,000 have gone out in scholarships to just local students.
What a
we're
good
really
news.
Making the most of the money.
Yes.
Making the most of each cent.
Oh, I love it.
So it's 700. That's quite impressive. And so capital credits, just in case, or did I say that right?
Yep.
And that's like, say you earned some credit, you paid your bill, and that you didn't end up using all that money. That's the money that would be the bill. What's capital credits?
Part of being a co-op.
It's part of being a co-op. Okay. So as a for-profit entity, you would be making profit.
Mm-hmm.
For a co-op like us, we make margins. So anything above. No, so we have a set rate. You pay your bill. If it costs us less to maintain and operate the system than what we received, that money is then done. Two things are done with it. One, that money is reinvested back into our utility to upgrade poles and wires and power plants and whatever it happens to be.
Uh-huh.
And then over a period of time, for us right now, it's after 25 years, that extra money that we collected from you, we then pay that back to you in a capital credit retirement or a check.
See.
So
okay.
instead of going out and borrowing the money from a bank and paying interest on it, we're utilizing some of the members' money or equity from the members to reinvest in the system, and then we pay that back to you after a 25-year period of time.
Okay, which is why we get the letters every year saying, this is how much capital credit you have, and it says, like, you can't claim it now, but you got it. This is your stake in the company.
Yeah, and I guess another way to look at it, think of REI. If you shop at REI, you get a check back at the end of the year for, that's the share of that co-op's margins that you get back. So similar with us.
Yeah, I'm learning something new every day. I don't think I actually knew what capital credits were till today. I was like, oh, I just must have overpaid on my bill. Very neat, very neat. All right, we got about two more minutes.
So. Okay, perfect. Well, we could briefly touch on, thank you, GVA, for all you do for the community, but also for everything you do for the United Way.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to our workplace campaign with GVA this month. Last year, we all dressed up in Halloween costumes. Yeah. It was a great time.
Yes.
United Way, too. They said, hey, it's our Halloween meeting. People are going to be in costume. I was like, we will, too.
Pretty sure.
And we showed up, and it was great.
Yeah, and our team's still talking about that, from you guys dressing up, and then our some of our senior staff was dressed up
I believe you were Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Is there another theme? No spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil it, but there was some conversation today about the theme. So yes, I think there's going to be. Usually, each department kind of has their own theme, but
for the
main office, we're going to definitely have a theme.
Very
excellent.
Cool.
Well, but thank you to you and your amazing team. GVA, they really it's great people that you have working there, from all departments and, bottom to the top and in reverse. GVA is great people.
Mm-hmm.
I could not agree with you more.
Oh,
yeah.
And I do want to say, though, for United Way, we really appreciate what you guys do. It's been a blast working with you guys. I continue to look forward to working with you guys in the future as well.
That's right.
We're dancing over
silent
here.
You can't
see.
We are dancing. We love it. Well, thank you all for tuning in this week. Our coat drive has wrapped up.
Yeah. But we're getting those out into the community. We'll talk more about that when we know, and then start thinking ahead for toy drive. Like we said, workplace campaign. If you're a workplace that has not engaged with us and you're curious about how you can give back, whether that's we can do payroll deduction, we can do a fundraising event.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that you can help the community, how we can go and help inspire philanthropy, whether that's money or time or your voice. Everyone has something to give. Everyone has value. Just ask Sarah. She gives of her time and her voice, and I'm sure her money too, in many different areas around this community.
True story.
And I'm grateful for you too.
I'm grateful for you.
I didn't want to leave you out.
Yes.
Thanks, girl.
Well, thank you.
And you know what? We're also grateful for all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday and every Saturday. And we will talk at you next week.
Talk at you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.